All right. Hey, dude. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I am your host and coach and girl with the most, Jessie Wallaker, with Confident and Fit Coaching. And this is the Brain Dump Diaries podcast where I chit chat and I say all the things that we are thinking deep down inside of our brains about food and fitness and health and life and family and faith and all of the things. And I just say them out loud here because the biggest thing that I want to get across here is that we are not alone in our thoughts. We are not alone in our struggles, in our beliefs, in our deep down things that keep us up at night. And I'm going to do that by talking about them. And that's why I created the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. And you have been getting a lot of the real authentic ones where how this all started, of me just driving around in my car or walking around and having all these thoughts come into my mind and then just wanting to like talk them through, and usually just talking them through to myself. But now you get to listen in on them because it's a lot of good stuff here. So we are on our way to get some coffee before I head home to visit some family, which is gonna be so nice. But I wanted to chit chat about the hustle and the grind because I've been talking a lot about this lately, and I realized that this is exactly what I was struggling with, because I wanted to be with the elites. I wanted to be like a part of all that. I wanted to prove that like I could do it, that I was strong enough, that I was capable enough to keep up with everybody and to like go beyond and to be one of the elites. So I dug into the hustle. I dug into the grind. I did the little sleep. I pushed through. I said no to social events and friends in order to get my workouts in, to get more work done. I was working on like my personal training when I was still in college. I was working jobs and like doing volunteer stuff. I was doing the absolute most because that's what you need to do to get ahead, right? Yes, to a certain extent. So, and this is where it really gets hard and it really starts to like mess with your brain, because when you get to a certain spot of hustle and pushing and never stopping and never slowing down and always at 100% and always giving of yourself and never like asking for help, because asking for help is weakness. Asking for help is like not even on the platter, because especially if you are doing something on your own, and even if it's just in your job right now, but like that's you, that's your reputation, that's your resume, that's your face, that's your everything, and you don't want anybody else coming in to mess it up. Like that's a big fear, that's a big stress. Like you have done all of this work, you've put in all of this effort, all of this faith, and for somebody else to come in and like screw it up is just not even an option. Like I had these big plans of building this big old business, this big old reputation, and I was like, I'm gonna just have to do it all on my own, because nobody else is gonna understand what it is that I'm doing. Nobody else is gonna like care about it as much as I am. Nobody else is gonna do it the exact same way. So I just need to do it all. So I need to learn how to build websites, do funnels, do Facebook ads. I need to learn how to network market. I need to learn how to send out emails. I need to learn how to get in contact with people. I need to learn how to do this, that, and the other. I need to learn how to do programming. I need to learn how to write books. I need to learn how to do all of it myself, because nobody else is going to be able to do it as good as I can or in the way that I want to do it. Okay, cool. But there becomes a point where you're okay with letting people in and letting support in. And then it just becomes a mindset shift. It's all in the mind. Anybody can work out and anybody can eat healthy. Anybody can lose weight, but it's all in the mind. And that's what we forget to talk about. That's what we forget to talk about. Because we attach so much emotion and so much identity to what it is that we're doing, that once we can't do it anymore, and not because we haven't been pushing or been committed or we can't do it anymore, but because we start to understand what is actually important. And you know what? Making memories is important. Not hating the picture that you just took is important. like being present and not stressing about all the little things that you could or should be doing is important. Like, things start to shift, and that's okay, and that's good. But it takes a lot more effort and a lot more mindset than just switching things up or getting a new program or being more strict on your diet. Because you know yourself as well. You know what your triggers are for your spiraling, for your excessive nitpickiness, your excessive control. You're a control freak. You like things done a certain way, and when you commit to something, you commit to it 110%. Like, there's really no in between. So what you need to do is you need to realize, like, what do you actually like to do? What is important to you? Because when you find something that's really important, and like the big thing with what I help my clients is like getting back to their real reason why. Like, why are you doing this? Why is this so important? Like, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to exist. But you've been given this gift, and you've been given these dreams and this passion. Like, why do you want to do it so bad? So once you get back to your why, like, there's no need for motivation. There's no need for push. There's no need for, like, hustle and stress. It just becomes what you want to do. You want to do it because of your why, because of why it's important, why it's this big deal, why you want to do it. And it becomes so easy. And you want to exercise, and you are willing to explore different avenues of movement and fitness to, like, create the athlete and the person that you want to be, your identity and your version of it. And you're willing to do that, and you're not stressed and afraid and questioning, like, well, what is so-and-so gonna think, because you don't care anymore. Oh, and that's so freeing. That's so freeing to just not care what anyone thinks and just to go and do you. And the same with your diet. Like, when you start to just understand why it is that you want to, like, eat healthier options, or why it is that you want to, like, why you want to go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a nice coffee and, like, just choose that donut as well because, like, ooh, you can. Because once, okay, and here's the other thing. With my coaching, what we do is we take everything as an experiment, because with experimenting, there is no success or failure. There is just an outcome. And with that outcome, you decide what it is that you want to do with it. There is no emotion attached. There is no, like I said, there's no success or failure. There's no good and bad. It's just you are finally in charge, and you finally decide what it is that you want out of that for possibly the first time in your life. And that's when it becomes easier. Because you start to get your control back, and you no longer are worried about, like, putting it, like, pleasing somebody else. It's all about you. And once you start to understand that, once you start to understand how your body reacts, you are going to start choosing better options, because you choose to feel good. You choose to feel energized. You choose to feel whole. You choose to feel a spark inside of you. And you know what foods, through experimenting and through being open and through, like, trying it out, what those things are that are going to get you to that point. And it's so incredibly freeing. So it's all just a mindset shift. And then it trickles into every other aspect of your life. Because when you are nourished, and I 110% believe that when you have a solid, healthy base that will not waver, that you will never question, that will constantly change and bend and mold as you go through life, as you deal with stress, as you deal with struggle, as you deal with change, because change is inevitable when it comes to life. So putting you in a perfect little bubble in order to live out this perfect ideal diet and workout routine is stupid. It is absolutely stupid, because that's not how life is. That's not how life works. So by working through the struggle, by working through the stress, and I love when clients come to me and, like, they're going through a big shift in work, or they're dealing with some, like, struggles in their personal life, or they've got, like, something big coming up that they want to, like, prep for. And when big things come up, like, there's all of that stress and mindset stuff and, like all of these emotions that come up as well, because it's not just about like the diet and the routine and getting it all in like intertwined and like perfect and losing those 10 pounds for the get together. Yay. Like, it's not all about that. It's not. And like getting back to that why and having it full body and like take over you is so beautiful, is so sweet, because the hustle no longer exists. Because when you take a step back and you look at it, you're like, wow, I am hustling. I really am pushing through. I really am doing all the things. But it no longer holds the same weight. It no longer is the same word, because you're not forcing it. It just comes naturally. You just naturally want to do more. You just naturally want to do bigger things. You just naturally want to go out of your way and try something else and do something else and this, that, and the other, because it's just so good. It's just so good, and it's so easy, which is just so fun. It's just so fun. So I really want to challenge you to ask yourself, like, why are you pushing? Why are you struggling? Why are you trying to take on this facade of like the perfect worker, the control freak, this person who doesn't give up, that works through things and is so reliable? Why are you forcing that when you want it to be such a natural part of your life? Because if it was, if it is so natural and so easy for you, then why are you struggling with it? And it's because you lost your reason why. You've lost your sense of control and you've given it to other people. You become such a people pleaser without knowing it, and you hate that, that it's a constant battle with yourself. So then you start picking yourself apart, you start hating yourself, and you start making yourself suffer because you feel it, you deserve it, because you fell short somewhere, because you need to measure up, because you need to get back to where you should and could be. But that's not always the case. Sometimes it is taking it slow. Sometimes it is taking a new view, a new spot, a new approach to things in order to get past this hump. And it sounds counterproductive, but it is the best thing you can possibly do, because then you are just going to catapult farther beyond, I don't know why I said it that way, than where you ever thought you could be at this point. So the hustle is not necessary for you to reach your goals. Just because that's where it got you now does not mean that's the only way that it's going to get you moving forward. Doesn't mean that you need to find another level. It doesn't mean that you haven't been doing enough and you need to just do more. It's that you need to take a new approach. It's gotten you this far, does not mean it needs to take you that much further. So with that being said, my private coaching is open. This is what we focus on entirely. Creating a confident fit you, taking all the rules away and having you unlearn them so you can relearn them for you and your body, and taking a much more flexible and balanced approach so that you do have that motivation, that you do have that drive, that you do have that passion, that you do have that push to go forward, but it's no longer a push. It's just so very natural for you. So be sure to talk to me about it if you are interested. I have 2 packages, a 6 and a 12 month. Just solely based on what it is that you are interested in accomplishing, and we can chit chat more about that. But you are doing great. Stop stressing about it. You do not need to hustle anymore in order to get ahead. I want to challenge you with that, because I know it's just irking your brain and it's really hard to think about that, but it's possible and it's totally doable and it is true. So have a very fantastic day, and I will talk to you again very, very soon. Oh no! Bye-bye.